for a regional look at the following.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
All right. Well, let's start out. And I don't know where to begin yet end with this one, but there's a good chance you've already seen the headline. Quadruple amputee professional cornhole player arrested and charged with murder.
There's a lot to unpack there.
There's, as you say, okay. You have questions. Every one of these, every sentence needs a question behind it.
Yeah, demand an answer. You need to call the manager.
Very few answers in this. So this went down in Maryland. And, the most unbelievable part of this story, it didn't happen in Florida. This goes down over a fatal shooting in Charles County, Maryland on March 22nd, 2 days ago, as Dayton James Weber, 27 years old of Maryland, arrested in Virginia for this shooting in Maryland of 27-year-old Bradrick Michael Wells. So he's in this vehicle, and the professional cornhole player, quadruple amputee,
right? Okay.
Has no arms or legs. Is driving.
Yeah.
The victim is in the passenger seat. There are two witnesses in the back seat. Somehow, while driving, he shoots the now fatal Bradrick Michael Wells, and that is what he's being charged with: first degree, second degree murder, assault in the first degree, and use of a firearm. This is all according to a statement of charges filed by the Charles County Sheriff's Office. What we don't know is police have not explained how Weber was able to drive a car or fire a weapon or do both at the same time.
Right.
They say, quote, it's early in the investigation, but there's no evidence to suggest anyone else was involved in the shooting and that he acted alone. He is or was a professional cornhole player in the American Cornhole League. That is, I'd like to put my finger on it, but I have no idea where to go on that.
You know, military-grade weapons are the talk of the news these days, but they are not for everyone. Michael Nipper, he was pulled over by Florida's Finest when they found two missiles in his trunk.
Michael.
He said they're just for show. And he actually brings them to events.
Uh-oh.
Because who wouldn't want to just see this guy pop up and open his trunk?
Well, you know.
Unfortunately, the bomb squad had to be called in before determining they were fake.
America.
That's pretty much the summation
Michael
of all that.
Michael Nipper, nip it in the bud. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to East Texas in the Rusk County Jail. And one of the correctional officers there is in big trouble. 56-year-old James Byron Thibodeau has been booked into the Rusk County Jail. That's got to be, that's insult to injury. On charges of prohibited substances in a correctional facility and bribery, he's been released. His bond was set at $15,000. So the Office of the Inspector General investigator was contacted by. So here's the thing. They found some contraband tobacco inside of a bathroom trash can. Rolled up and hidden inside of a burrito. And when they look to the cameras, they see Thibodeau exiting the bathroom. And then he admitted freely to dropping the burritos that contained the contraband tobacco inside the bathroom trash can with the intention of having it delivered to an inmate. He said he'd already received payment through Cash App for the delivery of the contraband.
How is any of this Cash App in prison?
Yeah, there's no word on when Thibodeau will make his next court appearance or if the inmate actually just wanted burritos. That's what I would want.
Stop wasting them. So if you think that 20-30 split is bad, Bug Tussle, Texas is saying, hold my beer. The DOT is fed up with the town after their signs have been stolen time and time again. And now they're telling Bug Tussle, Texas, no more signs for you. Aww. Legend says that it got its name after a traveling salesman was passing through and asked what the locals do. Said, we watch the bugs tussle. They have 15 residents and 70 signs have been stolen.
It is almost exactly 2 hours worth of a drive northeast of here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go get a sign while they last.
Yeah, do not
Here's
know.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go down to Austin. And 2 days ago, a SWAT end-off ended peacefully. It was a face-off. SWAT shows up. So a naked guy just breaks into this Austin, Texas home. The homeowner was there. And this dude with no clothes just forces his way into the house.
Because excuse me.
Who wants to, you know, manhandle it?
Yeah.
Naked guy. And then a SWAT arrives after the guy wouldn't leave and deployed pepper balls inside the residence before the suspect then surrendered. The SWAT team did not storm the facility because, well, who wants to? I'd rather tussle with a bug than. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, there's lots of things you're not supposed to bring to school, KB. Mm. Toys, candy, your cat. A third grader secretly brought his kitten to class in the pocket of his hoodie. I mean, he's excited. He has a brand new kitty.
There you go. Show and tell.
This is so funny. Every time that he started meowing, the students began to cough to cover up the noise. The teacher then panicked because everyone seemed incredibly sick. The adults finally caught on at school. And the mom of the third grader says these kids work together. Like the Navy SEALs.
There you go. Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow. Way smarter than us. I tell you this all the time. Be careful.
That's how I get away with bringing Marge up here for the show. And then finally, we end with the highest ranking member of FEMA. That would be the head of FEMA, at least as of December, Greg Phillips, who it's come to light and reported on this past Friday in various podcasts and things over the years. In fact, as one as recent as January, the director of FEMA claims to have once teleported to a Waffle House. Greg Phillips claims that this several years ago, but he says that his car was, quote, lifted up while he was driving and teleported 50 miles away to a Waffle House in Rome, Georgia.
This is who's in charge of all the emergency management.
He says, I was with my boys one time, and I was telling them I was going to Waffle House to go get Waffle House, and I ended up at a Waffle House that was in Georgia. And the guy said, well, we're at this one. Where are you? Mm-hmm. I'm at Waffle House. But I was 50 miles away when I had been just behind them in their vehicle. He said, I felt the car moving. And he did warn about the dangers of teleportation. Phillips said, teleporting is no fun.
Oh, my God.
You know it's happening, but you can't do anything about it. So you just go, and you go along for the ride. Just like when you appoint the head of FEMA back in December, and then he says something like this.
Dum, 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 dum.